I'm the god of thunder. So he says, oh, are you the sound that be scaring all the animals when it rains and when it storms? He's like, yeah, that's me. He said, oh, I need to ask you for a favor. And he laughs and he says, what's this favor? So the tiger says to him, I need you to make my voice and my roar sound like you, even just a little bit. And he said, why would you want such an awful thing? And he explains to him what happened with him and the dog. When he explains to him what happened with him and the dog, the god of thunder says, okay, I got you. So he makes his roar sound like thunder, you know. So he roars and he laughs, and the tiger says to him, thank you. If I ever see you again, I'll kill you. The god of thunder laughs, and he says, good, because if I ever see you again, I'll do the same. So the tiger, with these new claws, with these new fangs, with these new roar, he heads back to the shelter. He goes back where he came. He lit, he ready. So he goes back to the shelter, and walks in, doesn't say a thing, and he heads directly towards the dog, and he attacks the dog, and he attacks him, and leaves him within an inch of his life, leaves him with enough energy for the dog to run away, okay? So the dog runs deep, deep, deep into the forest. While the dog is running, the tiger looks at the other animals. He starts tearing apart the shelter. Starts tearing it apart, and he tells each of the animals, pick up whatever piece you contributed to the shelter and take it with you and leave. If I ever see any of you from this day forward, I will kill y'all. And if my kids see y'all kids, they'll kill them.